So listen now as Brother Greg Dorcas from the Central Congregation in Edmonton considers the final part of our symposium, Imitate Jehovah by Imitating Jesus, Pay Back God's Things to God.
Like the preceding parts, we're going to look at three questions that we can answer to be able to see how we can pay back God's things to God. So question one, how does Jehovah tolerate no rivalry? Well, I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 34. And here we're going to look at Jehovah's viewpoint of potential rivals. Exodus 34, verses 12 to 14. Be careful that you do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you are going, or it may prove to be a snare among you. But you are to pull down their altars. You are to shatter their sacred pillars, and their sacred poles you are to cut down. You must not bow down to another god, for Jehovah is known for requiring exclusive devotion. Yes, he is a God who requires exclusive devotion. So how does requiring exclusive devotion from Jehovah show that he tolerates no rival? Well, let's look at these verses again, but from Jehovah's point of view. There in verse 13, when it talks about these sacred poles, well, what is this? What's the pole to Jehovah? Well, it's probably just a little twig. What about those sacred pillars or those altars that were built? A pile of pebbles, as it were. They're really just things that Jehovah, the creator of the universe, put on this earth. So by worshiping them, it's really insulting Jehovah and his power and ability. And we think about the nation of Israel. When they followed these principles, when they gave Jehovah unchallenged sovereignty, it brought the nation peace, happiness, and blessings. So question two, how does Jesus give exclusive devotion to Jehovah God? Well, I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. And here we're going to look at Jesus' mental attitude. And we'll see if we can pick out a few phrases as to how Jesus feels about things. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 9. Keep this mental attitude in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who although he was existing in God's form, gave no consideration to his seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. No, but he emptied himself and took a slave's form and became human. More than that, when he came as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Yes, death on a torture stake. For this very reason, God exalted him to a superior position and kindly gave him the name that is above every other name. So, what do we notice about Jesus? Well, even though he existed in God's form, or God-like, did that mean that he felt like he could rival Jehovah God? Certainly not. Jesus gave no consideration. The thought didn't even come up into his mind as to trying to be equal to his heavenly Father. He was absolutely determined to pay back to Jehovah, Jehovah's things, that being exclusive devotion and worship. He knew that only Jehovah deserved those things. So what about us? How can we render to Jehovah exclusive devotion? Well, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. And as we read these verses, put yourself in the scene, maybe standing in the crowd, maybe in the first row or two of the crowd, watching what Jesus is doing. Matthew chapter 22, and we'll look at verses 15 to 22. It says, Then the Pharisees went and conspired together in order to trap him in his speech. So they sent their disciples to him, together with party followers of Herod, saying, Teacher, We know you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth, and you do not seek anyone's favor, for you do not look at the outward appearance of people. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay the head tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you put me to the test, hypocrites? Show me a tax coin. They brought him a denarius. He said to them, Whose inscription, image and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Pay back therefore Caesar's things to Caesar, but God's things to God. When they heard that, they were amazed and left him and went away. So do you see yourself in that scene? Perhaps in your mind, you see yourself like this artwork here that we're going to look at. Do you see yourself there? You see Jesus holding that denarius? He had just been asked that question, and here he's now holding it. And he sees the inscription, and he says, Pay back Caesar's things to Caesar. Well, in your mind, as one in the audience, you might be thinking, Okay, well, Caesar gives me good roads, and there's an army that protects us. So I guess paying back the taxes would help be paying back Caesar's things to Caesar. But then Jesus continues. Did you notice there in verse 21? But God's things to God. So we see that Jesus was underlying the issue that even though Caesar may demand certain things, and we have to pay those things to Caesar, there was a limit. That when Caesar started to demand God's things, what things were those? Exclusive devotion and worship. Then we would no longer pay those, because those are God's things. And we see here that by doing so, we would be thus following the example of Jesus. So, as our third question, how can we render to Jehovah exclusive devotion? Our determination should be to not allow anything or anyone to compete with our allegiance to Jehovah God. Now, we've just heard six different ways that we can imitate Jehovah by imitating Jesus. Do you remember them? Well, let's look at them here quickly. First off, Jehovah and Jesus are zealous for pure worship. We can be zealous by faithfully attending our meetings and never using the Kingdom Hall as a place of business. Secondly, Jehovah and Jesus are humble. We must be willing to work hard at humble tasks, never allowing a spirit of arrogance or self-importance to develop within us. Thirdly, Jehovah and Jesus hate Satan. We show our hatred for Satan by firmly rejecting temptations that lead to sin. Jehovah and Jesus are true to their word. We need to be determined to prove true to our dedication, no matter what trials come our way. Fifthly, Jehovah and Jesus are peacemakers. We too need to take the initiative to make peace with all. And finally, as we've just discussed, Jehovah and Jesus tolerate no rivalry toward Jehovah God. We give Jehovah exclusive devotion. That is what he deserves, and we are happy to give him that. So as you listen to the remaining parts of this convention, remember that as we imitate Jesus, we are also imitating Jehovah. So ensure that the practical points that are brought out in this program help you to strengthen your desire to learn from Jesus and follow his steps closely.
Thank you, brothers, and all your participants. We feel strengthened in our resolve to continue to imitate Jesus, thereby imitating Jehovah's superlative attributes.